This sermon was recorded at Grace City Church's Sunday morning service. Thanks for engaging with us online, and we pray that this sermon greatly encourages your faith and walk with God.
Join Grace City Church's carol service. Cool. I've got a couple of presents over here. I'm just going to be running around slightly. There we go. Some very exciting things for our kids, that is for sure. And one for an adult. Just don't want to leave you guys out, obviously. Here we go. Okay. So this is an amazing time of year. One of my favorite times of year. Tish calls me a little bit of a Grinch. Okay, but I have now transitioned from Grinch to full-blown Christmas fan. We even started playing, I voluntarily started playing Christmas music on the 1st of December this year. I know. Too early? What do we think? Too early or too late? Too late. Someone said too late. I can't believe it. No. It should be reserved. The month of December and then that's it, I think. So we're going to be talking this evening about giving gifts. Now, being a good gift giver is a difficult thing. I want you to picture in your mind the best gift giver you know. Okay? Now, I asked some people before this if they could name a really good gift. Someone who gives a good gift every single time. And it's difficult, right? It's really hard to be a good gift giver. I am not a good gift giver, okay? I thought I was a good gift giver once when I got Tish a necklace. Now, it's got three kind of circles in it, all kind of joined together. It's got our wedding date on it, right? And then the kids' birth dates. And I thought, oh, this is going to be great. It's a really, really nice gift. And I thought, Tom, you've done so well. I was so proud of myself. And I completely forgot that she had sent me a picture of this necklace 6 months before, asking for it. And then I had forgotten the picture, and I'd lost the picture in my phone. And then about a month before, I asked her, can you send me that picture again, please? So she said, here you go, here's the picture. And I was like, I'm so good at organizing this gift, when actually, she just asked for it. Sometimes we can get ourselves into this thought that we are really good gift givers. And a gift giver is someone that often is thoughtful. A gift giver is someone often who gets us something, and it's not the cost of the present they give us, but often the cost to them that it took to bring it. So maybe they had to save up for a long time to get this gift, or maybe it is something that they just thought about for so long and searched so high and low to find this gift. Actually, the best gift giver is someone who gives us something that we need even when we didn't think we needed it. What do you think? When you think about it, actually, it's the person who says, I saw this and I knew this is exactly what you wanted, exactly what you needed, but you didn't even realize it yourself. That is the best gift possible to receive. And here we have, in this verse that Keely read out to us, the picture of the perfect gift giver. And I'm just going to read it again. This is a slightly different translation, a newer translation. It says, God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. God did not send his son into the world to condemn its people. He sent him to save them. Let me just pray. Lord, I thank you for this time, this season of year where we get to give gifts as an expression of our love to those around us. And Lord, I pray tonight that we would get a picture of this perfect gift that you gave to us, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Right, so I need some volunteers, and I would love someone to come and open. In fact, I will let you choose the present, okay? Johanna, why don't you come and open? You can choose, apart from this one, that one's going to be saved. Here we go. Which one would you like? Now, there's a nicely wrapped, Macy wrapped these for us, nicely wrapped, but relatively plain present, or there's the one with all of the tinsel around it, which looks really attractive. Which one would you like? You want, yeah, I thought so. Fair enough, right? Okay, so I would like you now, I'm going to help you a little bit because the tinsel's just on, but you can unwrap it. Unwrap it. This present looks amazing, doesn't it? I wonder what's inside. I wonder what's inside. I wonder what's, go for it. Go, rip it. Get inside. Get in the side. Oh, it's a 24-pack of, no, it's not. A 24-pack of Corona. Go inside. What's in there? This is going to be so exciting. What's in there? Oh. Oh, no. 1 kilogram of white sugar and a packet of multigrain brown rice crackers. How exciting. You get to keep those. And I will give you 2 of these as well, just so you've got something nice to go away with. Okay, let's give her a round of applause. Now, some gift that we're given looks amazing on the outside. It looks like the most spectacular thing you could possibly have, but inside it is just plain disappointing. Yeah, she's like, yeah, very, very, very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. Okay, now, who's going to open this gift for me? David, you've had your hand up the whole time. Do you really... I can't give this to you, and you will find out why. Okay? All right? Once it's opened, let's have... Aaron, do you want to come and open this? Here we go. You'll see why I cannot give this to you. Okay, so go for it. You open that up. What's it going to be? Who knows? Only me and Macy. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's getting exciting now. There you go. What's in there? Oh, wow. A wrench and 75 meters of chicken wire. Now, I won't give these to you. I'm going to give you these 2. There you go. Okay, that's much better, isn't it? Some gifts, I would not let you loose with these in a million years, David McMaster. That's why I could not give them to you. Some gifts are just downright inappropriate, right? Who gives a child a wrench? I was even thinking of putting a hammer in here. Who gives a child a wrench and chicken wire? I mean, who does that, right? Some gifts are just inappropriate. And the last one, I want an adult to open this one for me. An adult. The adults, there's only 1 hand up. One, like, genuine. Greg, can you come and open this for me, please? Greg is now going to open this. And can we have the mic? Can we have the mic? I want you to please read out for us.
Great, thanks.
Okay, well, you can read it out if you want to.
It says, great savings, $10 off, Grace City Church.
Yeah.
What am I getting $10 off for?
So read that bit there.
Hang on. Use the code GET10 on gracecitychurch.net to save on your next holiday to Fiji.
$10 off $10. Your next holiday to Fiji.
Woo. I'm keeping that.
But wait.
Oh, there's more?
What does that say?
Oh, you're really testing me now. Terms and conditions apply.
And that bit, what does it say there?
Hang on. Yeah, I've got to get in
I'll
the light.
I'll read it for you. No. There we go.
No. Redeem by December 2023.
By 9th of December 2023. Oh, you've missed it. Oh, who does that? So some gifts are misleading, some gifts are inappropriate, and some gifts are just downright useless. Amen? We sometimes get those gifts, right? But actually, the gift that we are given is none of those things. The gift that God gave us in Jesus was not misleading at all in the slightest. It says in this verse, the purpose of this gift that that God gave us in Jesus was not to condemn the world, but to save it. It was a clear definition, a clear purpose. Jesus was not useless. He came with that purpose and full of that love. And he was not inappropriate at all. He came for the specific purpose. And actually the purpose was that we would never really die. Isn't it amazing how the gift often reveals the giver? Actually, the gift that we receive reveals the person that is giving it to us. And God, in his love and his foresight, actually always determined to give us this amazing gift of Jesus. It says in Isaiah 63:7-9, it says this: I'll make a list of God's gracious dealings, all the things God has done that need praising, all the generous bounties of God, his great goodness to the family of Israel, compassion lavished, love extravagant. He said, without a question, these are my people, children who will never betray me. So he became their savior. In all their troubles, he too was troubled. He didn't send someone else to help them. He did it himself, in person, out of his own love and pity, he redeemed them. He rescued them and carried them along for a long, long time. Someone, when I was reading this and researching this, someone said, which I love, that actually Jesus' coming was God's expression of his eternal compassion for us. That actually for eternity, God has been looking at the people of this world and saying, I love them. I have compassion on them. So what am I going to do? I've got a son. I will give my one, my only son to them as a gift. And our appropriate response when we are given a gift is to what? It's to receive it. It's to accept it. It's to say, actually, you gave everything so that I could have this gift. The difficult thing that we have in our lives and often in our world that we live in is that we don't realize that the gift is actually needed. We don't really realize that this gift is appropriate for us at this time. Does the world really need saving? Do we as individuals really need saving? And it's a question that we must ask ourselves. If you are a believer in Jesus, if you have been coming to church, you will have heard this question posed to you before. Maybe this is your first time here. I would love you just to go away considering the question, do we really need saving? There was an incredible event that happened that has gone down in history that I think everyone probably will have heard of, and that was on the 15th of April 1912, the Titanic sank, killing about over 1,500 people. And the amazing thing is when the investigators looked into this sinking, they noticed that actually most of the lifeboats were half empty. That people just did not get into the lifeboats. Either they set sail from the ship too early, or people didn't rush to get into the lifeboat. And the reason why they didn't rush to get into the lifeboat was because they had been told right from the time this ship was going to be built to the time that it set sail that it was unsinkable. That it would not sink. And that was what they had heard, that's what they believed, that's what they internalized, this ship, even to the point when it was too late, when they actually saw the water coming onto the boat, half the lifeboats had already gone. And we've got to understand in our lives, and forgive me for being quite serious at Christmas time, but it's such an important question to ask. We've got to consider in our lives, actually, is what we've always been told correct? Or do we actually really need saving? Is this something that we actually need? And the clear response from this verse is yes, this is what we actually need. Why would God send his one and only son if we didn't even need saving? It just doesn't make sense. So what is our response? Our response is twofold. Our response is joy. The kids sang about it so well just now. That actually our response is joy. When the Magi, who were the three wise men or the three kings, when they saw the star that signified the fulfillment of this eternal compassion that God was sending in Jesus, they were overjoyed. The Bible says they were overjoyed just because they saw this star that pointed its way to Jesus. As David read earlier, when the shepherds encountered the angels and there was this amazing story, go and find the Savior. They went, they found the Savior, and they came back, and it says actually that they were overjoyed. Well, it says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They responded with joy. And actually, if we know Jesus, if we have received Jesus, we have that joy and we can live in that joy. But the question is, have we received Jesus? Have we accepted this gift that God is giving us today?
Thank you for listening to this sermon. To engage with Grace City Church further, please check out our website, gracecitychurch.net, where you can find links to our socials. Or come visit us in person. All are welcome. God bless.